Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we're going to be talking about our 50 Fab Fiction. Mm. Now, we've tweeted a picture of this, so please have a look because there's so many great authors. Of course, you've all been tagged. But today we just wanted to highlight the books that are on there, why we chose them, and why we think they're brilliant for kids to read. We do the 50 Fab Fiction every year. We've done it for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Your little nugget.
Yeah, this is our third 50 Fab Fiction, and it's just a way of recognising the books that we've really enjoyed over the year and to share that with the students, and they've got something visual to look at. And we display the other posters
around our desk
so that they can see the previous years as well, to make sure we keep that old stock
relevant, current. And then, you know, when you've got a student that's like, I don't know what to read, it's really easy. We can just glance over and be like, oh my gosh, that book would be brilliant for them.
Yeah.
So now we've got 150 books to choose from.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this year's 50 Fab Fiction.
The first one I'm going to talk about is The Farewell Tour of a Terminal Optimist by John Young. Now, this is a book that I did have sitting on my desk, which was my lunchtime read.
Yeah.
And then when we went down into lockdown, I thought, I'm going to take that book home and finish it because I do really like it. But it was just I used to just grab a couple of pages at lunch, didn't I, and read it. I took it home and I really like this book. It's about a boy called Connor and he has cancer and he's 14. The story is set on Stornoway. So it's that little island right at the top of Scotland, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got a thing about Scottish stories.
No, you're always in Scotland.
His dad is in prison and his mum won't take him to visit his dad. So he decides he's going to go and visit his dad. And his dad, I think, is on the mainland. So he's got to cross the water to get there. Oh, and he ends up buddying up with a boy called Skeets, who is actually a bully and bullies Connor about his illness and everything like that, and he's really horrible to him, but they end up kind of buddying up and they go on this road trip, and it's just all the little palavers that they get into. They even end up skiing at one point in Aviemore, and it's just hilarious. And he ends up doing things that he wouldn't have done without being with Skeets. So I really liked it.
Aww.
It made me laugh.
The one that I put on there was Checkmates by Stuart Foster. And I also read this one during lockdown. And it was just, I rarely give books 5 stars because I'm very picky. But I've given this one 5 stars, I remember, on Goodreads. Because there was something so charming about it. It's quite a big book. Mm. And apparently in my review, I said I read it in a day, which is crazy. I must have had a lot of time on my hands. It's about this boy called Felix. And he's got ADHD. And he thinks that, you know, when he was diagnosed with this, that means that he can never concentrate, he can never do well at school, you know, he's kind of a write-off. That's the opinion he has of himself because of his ADHD. And his grandma, like, recently passed. So his granddad, like, sits in the dark all the time. He's a very strange, odd man. And Felix's mum kind of makes him go round to look after the granddad after school. And the granddad starts teaching him chess. And he does it by getting Felix to mow the lawn, because Felix is like, chess is so boring. So he gets him to do all these other activities. But whilst Felix is doing all these activities, he doesn't realise that the granddad's actually teaching him the rules of chess.
Mm.
So he makes him mow the lawn, but whilst he's mowing the lawn, he's actually mowing out a chessboard. And it has all these really cute moments in it. But what I like about this story is it's not just about a boy that's learning to play chess. It's about Felix learning more about himself and coming to terms with who he is. And it's also about the granddad coming to terms with the past and kind of moving forward. And through spending time together, they work it out. It's such a cute little book. And the granddad's backstory was really interesting because he was kind of involved in the World War and being on the other side of the Berlin Wall when that went up. And it's all very interesting. I think it's a really cute book because it teaches kids more about ADHD, but also about family and chess, and it's just beautiful.
The next one I'm going to talk about is Paper Avalanche by Lisa Williamson. This was a really good story. The main character in it is called Rosie, shortened to Ro. She's got a little bit of a secret that she doesn't want anybody to know. And the secret is that her mum hoards paper, lots and lots of paper. So the house is just got piles and piles of paper. And it's just, she just is so embarrassed by it and doesn't want any of her friends to know where she lives or what her mum does. But her mum's also quite an eccentric character because she sings. So she gets very glammed up and goes and sings in clubs and stuff like that. She does tribute act. And so she's a bit embarrassed about that as well. It's just about how friends start to find out about where Ro lives, and she gets a bit bullied. But she's also talented. She's a singer, and she gets persuaded to go off and do this competition. Also, when she goes to school, she ends up sitting next to this girl called Tanvi, who had cancer. And Tanvi's trying her hardest to be friends with Ro, and Ro's just like kind of a bit standoffish and doesn't want to be a friend or anything because she's worried that she'll find out about her home life and things like that. So this is Ro all over. She kind of keeps everybody at a distance.
One that I've put on there, we've both read this one, Eat Dirt by Goldie Yudofsky.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke about this at length on quite a few podcasts.
Yes.
So no surprise that it's ended up on our 50 Fab Fiction.
Yeah.
I've never read a book like it.
It's funny.
For me, it was like watching an episode of Arrested Development, but in a book, because it was that weird, wacky humour.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
But also like, what? And it's just about a guy called Gregor who ends up going to this camp, and the camp's meant to be about saving the world and making charities to save the world, but everybody's just slightly psychotic about it. And there's this superstar there called Ashley who kind of like likes Gregor, but she's really weird because she wants everyone to eat dirt to save, you know, to stop famine. And it's just wild. It's a wild book. And I'd say it's a really good like year 9 comic read.
Yeah, it was a great book. It was so funny.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely on the 50 Fab Fiction there.
The next book I'm going to talk about, which I have talked at length about this book as well, which is, and no surprise that it's on the 50 Fab Fiction, but it's Sunny and Me by Ross Sayers.
You loved this book.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one set in Scotland.
Yep, set in Scotland. Scottish dialect through the story. Mm. So it gives you something that you've got to try and sort of grab hold of and learn as you're reading it, which fascinated me actually. But I really like the story because you don't get many stories that involve two year 11 boys, and they basically are trying to find out why their favourite maths teacher has had to leave the school. It is like a bit of a crime type thing, and they're trying to investigate, and there's a old people's home involved and all sorts of little areas that they go off in. But it was funny. It's got a little bit of an LGBTQ swing to it towards the end as well, so which you find out about one of the characters. So, yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, you love that book.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to his next book, which is on our Brown's book list, Daisy on the Outer Line.
So another book that I've put on the 50 Fab Fiction. Now, this one's more of an older read, or, you know, one for the gifted and aspiring kind of student. It's called Encounters by Jason Wallace. And it's kind of based on this true event where 60 students in a school in Africa claim to all see aliens landing in their playground, and nobody knows what happened, but he kind of uses this true event that happened and then fictionalizes it and has like some stories coming off of it. And it was just such a good book because throughout the entire thing you were always questioning, did they see the aliens or was it mass hysteria? And as you explore the lives of these kids that saw the aliens, you realize that they've all got like kind of traumatic things happening in their lives, which would explain maybe why they saw these dark, you know, mysterious figures coming out of the forest, or why they believed that it happened when someone told, you know, when someone else thought it happened. But probably one of the horriblest stories in it is based around this girl called Chloe, and she's kind of like the figurehead of the story because everything kind of revolves around what happens in her story. But it is just, It's quite a depressing book, but it's also one that keeps you guessing. And there were moments which were quite scary because you're like, oh my gosh, are the aliens real? But really good book.
And the next one we're going to talk about, we both read this one, Patron Saints of Nothing.
Yes.
By Randy Ribay. This was one of the Carnegie shortlisters for this year. I thought this was brilliant. Again, the book has been set primarily in a different country, so it's set in the Philippines. So I'm getting a bit of culture, I'm getting a bit of the food eaten there, just everything, a little bit of lifestyle, which I really liked. But the background of the story is Jason's family came from the Philippines and his cousin Jun has been murdered.
Yeah.
And he wants to go and find out why this has happened. And we know that drugs are involved. And he ends up managing to get a ticket by lying a bit to go over to the Philippines to sort of delve into what happened to Jun.
It's a great book. I loved how they use that, you know, the investigative ploy really catches your attention. But then as you start investigating, you learn more about culture, you learn more about, you know, his Philippine family. And it just, the world is really, it's built very well. Like, you can really imagine what the country is like.
Well, it's a huge problem out there, isn't it? Mm. The gangs and the drugs and the corrupt police, that all sorts of things going on. So it just enabled you to delve into that. I thought it was great. I really liked it. I liked that he had the relationship with the girl character, Mia, who is the friend of Grace. And she helps him investigate what has happened to John.
Yeah.
And she uses her professor and everything. He gets involved. And it's all very tricky because they could end up getting killed for it.
It's dark. And I quite liked the ending of the book because it was very bittersweet, but such a perfect way to end that kind of story.
Mm.
Another one I added, I've put in quite a few graphic novels and manga on 50 Fab Fiction because I do think, you know, they're up and coming kind of reads and they've become very engaging. It's not just your simple superhero stuff. So one that I've put on was Spinning by Tilly Walden. And this is quite a big graphic novel. It's very hefty in weight, but it's amazing. It's all done in kind of this purple colour palette, and it's a biography graphic novel, and it's about Tilly's life when she did kind of pro ice skating when she was younger, and then how she kind of evolved, grew up, figured out her identity. And it's just a lovely little book, but because it is a biography kind of graphic novel, she jumps between events that have happened. So even though it's in chronological order, sometimes the panels aren't always cohesive because she'll jump between moments in time. But it is so impactful, and I really liked the use of purple. It made it very emotional and gripping. And I've given this book to quite a few people now, and they always come back and they're like, wow, that was quite powerful.
The last book I'm going to talk about is Rose Interrupted by Patrice Lawrence. I've read all of her books so far and I've really enjoyed them. They're really good books. So this one is about a girl called Rose, and she's got a brother called Rudder, and they live with their mum in a very small flat. It's kind of got a bit of a cult lull to it. So they used to belong to a group called the Pilgrims, and it's a very religious group that they don't go to school. They stay at home. The women stay at home and look after the house and have babies, and the men work, and they're not allowed to read books, they're not allowed to play records, they're not allowed to do anything. And basically the mum took the kids away from this, but the father stayed in the Pilgrims, and he formed a relationship with another woman and then having a baby. It's a little bit about that life, because Rose went back into the Pilgrims to try and get some more money off her dad, because her mum and brother and her didn't have very much money. So she felt, well, if she went back into it, she might be able to get a bit more money.
Oh, I do like a good cult book.
Yeah, it was very good. I really liked it.
You know what? There's so many that we could name.
Yes.
I think this podcast could be like 2 hours long if we were to go through all the 50 Fab Fiction that we have. So please check out the picture If you want some ideas, you know, we've got Truly Devious, we've got Skylarks, we've got On the Come Up, we've got Black Flamingo, we've got A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, we've got A Star Outside My Window, we've got Where the Wilderness Lives. Just so many books. So many books.
Mm.
Now, obviously, we won't be doing a podcast next week, and then the week after that is half term, and then we'll be back in November. So stay tuned. Please catch up on all of our previous podcasts. It is goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.